All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're here live at the Tampa Bay Comic Con here at Geek Culture Congress. I'm one of your hosts, always, Louis Speedy Jr. Gonzalez, and I'm here with Marvin McDonald.
He's from Swerve Comics.
Tell me more about Swerve Comics.
Well, basically, Swerve Comics is my brainchild. Basically, just growing up, I'm doing my own art. Right. Started creating my own characters, started creating my own stories and everything and stuff.
Great.
Really got more into the stories and stuff when I went through college. Mm-hmm. Got more of my writing background and things. And just been doing art. And then as you grow, you want to see your own things happen, you want to see your own things grow.
Right.
And that's what I did. I created Swerve Comics.
Great, man. So tell me about your main, you have multiple, I see you got multiple stories and comic books.
I got like four main ones.
Yeah.
But the main one I'm coming out with first is Beyond the Red Door.
Okay.
It's kind of like an anthology, like a hit up to like, say, Tales from the Crypt.
Right.
Twilight Zone.
Mm-hmm.
Gives you different stories and all about one event that occurs in our world. The secret comes in and it alters everything, and I give you those points of views, different perspectives of those people's lives and how it affects them.
Very cool, very cool.
Some of them gives power to, some of them twists them, make them like abnormal and stuff. And then some just, I give you the outside of that person going through stuff, and it's their family and how they treat them and stuff like that. So it's just a whole bunch of stories. I didn't want to go the full superhero route, I want to give something different, you know. So, let me save the day. You know, I'm going to go save the day, but I still got other problems that I have to deal with.
And
So it's just a little something different.
So, okay, so tell me more about Critical Conflict.
Critical Conflict is something, a brainchild of mine that I came up with that just gives you, basically, just a brother. He got his powers from the seepage.
Okay.
And
So this is like kind of like a big universe you got.
It's a big universe.
I like it.
So, like I said, it gives you the aspect of other different characters and stuff. He's one of the ones, it affected him. He took it to a negative side. He becomes like this big, not say troublemaker, but he has a problem with authority. Let's just put it like that. But they also came to him the wrong way, too.
I see.
So it's, I give you a different side of each side of the story. So.
Okay.
Very cool.
So then you got another character with Roku.
Roku?
Or is that just your...
That's some fan art.
Dragon Ball Z.
It was a challenge from one of the kids when I worked at like a juvenile program.
I'm going to show them while you keep talking.
Oh, please do. From a juvenile program, he told me if I drew it for him, he would behave for like a week.
Yeah.
After I drew it and gave it to him, he stopped behaving.
Dope. Okay, so then the baby doll is another, and that's... She's also affected by the seepage as well, or tell me more about that character.
Baby Doll is one of my key big stories for Beyond the Red Door. They basically were affected, and it also affected her little dolls and stuff. And each doll becomes a vessel for a creature that comes through.
Okay.
So she controls those dolls and stuff. They're like her babies. So they're like agents of vengeance for those people who can't get stuff done.
Right.
If something happens, and they come to her mom. Her mom's kind of like a voodoo lady. So I got a little bit of voodoo in there, a little bit of the religion and stuff, but not too much. But just touched on the voodoo tip.
Right.
And they're kind of like Patches is the voodoo doll. She's got a teddy bear, she's got a rag doll.
I don't know if I can, man. Let's pick it up here a little bit.
Yeah,
show people that aren't you.
No offense, just look weird in that outfit.
Got a rag doll, got the voodoo doll, we got a nice ripped up teddy stuff, and baby doll, she controls all of them.
Like
they're like her children. They do exactly what she says. So if she tells them to go get you, they're gonna go get you.
They'll get you.
You know what I'm saying?
I like it. All right, and then let's see what else. That's it for all your original characters for the
two? Oh, no, I have a few
fan
more in here.
Yeah, show them all.
We've got from the Swerveverse.
All about the Swerveverse.
Exactly.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
And I got the other main guy that everybody likes. Right here is my boy Southpaw.
Yeah.
It affected him, and his parents were killed from it.
Okay.
So he grew up. They left him a few trinkets behind, and when he comes to find out, one of those trinkets gives him the ability to have basically it's more like an angelic thing, fighting like against a demon.
Right.
The armor that he wears is actually the armor of Lucifer, the fallen angel.
Wow.
That's what happened to the armor. Now he has it, he wields it, and he fights the actual sheepish that comes from the other universe because it's evil.
Wow.
So he's like my big justice guy in this whole whole sheepish thing.
Very cool.
And then my other guy, right here, this is other fan art.
Really dope fan art, man.
Yeah, thank you. I do fan art, but I don't like to do too much fan art. I like to show my original art, but when I do fan art, I like to put some of my characters in it.
Yeah.
Like right here, I love my Static Shock, Miles Morales, and this right here is my son. These are like some of his favorite characters.
Right.
But this is my son's character, the Phantasm.
Uh-huh.
So he's also in the storyline as well, too.
Cool.
And then my boy 8-Ball right here, we took care of that snap thing for the Avengers before it even happened. We got the glove, we fixed all that. You know what I'm saying? But one of my other main characters right here is 8-Ball. He's one of also the stories I'm developing as well, too. And he was affected by the seepage as well.
Right.
And he just took his and he turned into a positive thing with it. Even though he had a run-in with the law, he still turned it around. And he uses his powers now to, like, keep the neighborhood straight. So I kept it more like an urban thing, kind of like your Luke Cage. Just cleaning up the neighborhood, keeping the neighborhood good.
I like it.
And then I got Enzi right here, my alpha female. She's just one strong, bad sister. You know what I'm saying? So it affected her as well, too. But her parents are still in her life. So that gives you a different aspect. He only has his mom. She has her both sets of her parents. And her father teaches her how to use her power and keep being strong. Teaches her how to be a strong character. So I try to give you a different aspect on each character on how the secrets affected them. And then Pharaohs, this goes more into once it gets past Earth, it goes into outer space.
Right.
These are all my other stories that are still in development. So.
I see. That's fine.
And then you got Swerve Force.
Little preview.
Then, yeah,
sneak preview. For everybody here at Geek Culture Congress.
Right? Exactly. This is other little stuff right here. And all these little posters right here are on sale for like $10 a pop. This right here supports me so I can get more into doing more of my comics, you know?
Cool.
And there's Baby Doll again with a little scary scene right there for you. She's jumping rope in the intestine. You know what I'm saying? So I like to have fun with my art.
Nice.
Just give everybody a good preview of what's going on.
I like it.
But
I like it, man.
If you want to really check me out, hit me up on my
Instagram.
Info,
all the socials, all the websites, go and give everybody
exactly.
that right
exactly.
now.
Exactly. Hit me up at Swerve_comics on Instagram or hit me up at the Swerveverse on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also check out SwerveComics.com and go directly to the site. If you like the posters, all posters can be put on shirts and hoodies and everything. You can check out my original art, original content, and stories.
Great, great. And you're local or you're...
I am local. I'm right here. I'm from South Florida. I'm from Fort Myers. All my stuff comes straight out of Fort Myers. So, first big Comic-Con, just letting everybody get down to see how my art is coming out, and gives me a chance to show different stuff. A lot of people want to do reboots and stuff like that. Why do you want to reboot something when you got artists and creators out here that's got brand new content that needs to be put out there into the world to show it?
Yeah, that's why I like to talk to guys like you, because Marvel and DC don't even help.
Yeah, I mean, they don't need no help. Yeah. That's why I tell them all the time. They come over here and be looking. Yep. I'll be like, don't look at Superman. Look at this guy right here. This is a new guy.
Superman's cutting checks already.
Exactly. Superman got a big check. You got the big house on the hill.
Yep, yep.
You know?
Yep.
So,
it's true. It's true. Yeah, all right, guys. Starting off here at Geek Culture Congress. You're here all weekend, Tampa Comic Con, right?
All weekend, Tampa Comic Con. I'm over here in the Artist Alley, Marvin McDonald, Swerve Comics, the Swervers at B13. Come by and check out the art. Pick up a poster. Right. Support the Swervers.
Yes, yes. We'll try and bring you more from the floor here at Tampa Bay Comic Con. Speedy Jr. signing off. See you in a bit.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.